Well, I'm glad we won. And, you know, I knew this was not going to be a repeat from our first outing. Obviously, Ole Miss had a game plan. They're going to shoot the ball outside, and they made enough shots to be in the game. So, proud of our team for coming up with a win. It's amazing how fast the season goes. You know, it's hard to believe this is our last home game. So, you know, hopefully we can improve from this and be a better basketball team in our next outing.
Seemed that there were several possessions in the first quarter in a row where Tamari Key got the ball in her hands. She says that you guys practiced a lot this week about getting her down low in the post and getting the ball to her. Was that kind of the game plan for tonight?
Well, we knew we wanted to get the ball inside. We talk about that a lot. We were really trying to execute plays in the last few practices where she gets touches or our post players get touches in general. But I thought our team did a good job finding her, and she finished.
Kelly, what was your sense for the way your team played here? You were up 20, I think, in the second quarter. It looked like you were about ready to sort of assert yourself, and the game seemed like it changed completely at that point. Are you concerned about this? It's kind of similar to Sunday when you were up against Vanderbilt.
Yeah, you know, they banked that 1-3 in that first half, and that was during a stretch where they went on a run and they got some momentum and they were making shots. You know, we hit some screens. They outscored us in that second quarter, and they went into halftime feeling really good. So I knew, you know, teams can make runs. And what you've got to do is be able to step up and guard during those runs. That's what you have to do. You have to defend to get a stop. Stop's got to be more important at that time. And, you know, we just kind of got on our heels there a little bit during that stretch. And then, obviously, the whole second half was played where, you know, we're changing what we're doing. We're trying to find some things that work. We're making adjustments to our man and trying to make sure we guarded that three-point line and guarded their shooters.
Renaya said, Coach, that she felt they were really game planning towards shutting her down, especially in the first half. So how do you feel she responded to that? And then any thoughts on how she just seems to always make buzzer beaters, whatever quarter they are in?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of teams this year she's seen that defense this year. And she's seen a lot of face guard, hard denial, a lot of people trying to take her out of the game, and obviously in that first half she didn't get a lot of good looks. But the thing that I felt like she did do well, she kept moving her body. She crashed the boards. I thought she stayed active, and then in the second half we were able to find her some shots, and she's able to make a few tough ones as well. I think what happens. For her, she was able to score because she got the free throw line and some offensive boards. So I think that made a difference for her. Again, a quiet 19 and 11, I guess. But that's been pretty typical of her.
Coach Yeo said there's no way they were going to try to score in the paint against you guys unless it was in transition. Do you think the threes just kind of fed off each other? I think Deja was the hottest one. Were those just great shots, or did you guys lose the shooters, or a little mixture of both?
Both. I think they made some good shots. And credit them because they made them even – some people can't make them when they're open. All right, you know, they got open a few times, so we had some busted plays. And then they made some tough shots at times. And, you know, what we were trying to do was mix that up, keep them uncomfortable. They also mix in there. They got a few layups in there as well. So layups, a few jumpers, and threes. You know, they were scoring on all three levels.
Coach, obviously some talented guard play throughout the season, but when you look at Tamari's game, especially moving forward, how much do you see her or the offense maybe revolving around her in the paint, how much she's able to do?
Well, I think as she matures and continues to develop, I think you're going to see her be a more confident offensive player. I think right now, a lot of times she's just taller than people, and she's got great fundamentals. The physicality of the game at this level is, I think, is something that she's adjusted to, still adjusting to, and when she gets more comfortable with that, I think you'll be able to see her utilize her fundamentals and her high level of execution, even at a higher level.
Kelly, I believe that you all improved to 14-3 when you have at least three players in double figures. So along those lines, I mean, how much are you really trying to implore the players to develop and create more options offensively to take some of the pressure off of Ray and Renaa?
Well, I think, you know, when we have balanced scoring, it makes it tougher on the defense. You know, it's harder to face guard someone or deny someone when you've got some balanced scoring. I think you've got to have a couple levels of that. I think we need some post scoring. I think we've got to have some production there. And then, we got to have more than one guard put up some points. And we have players that can do that. We just have to share the basketball and put them in position to feel confident so they can be successful.
Kelly, we're seeing here maybe in these last two games that you're playing a couple of second division teams, but they're better. They've gotten better. So given that, what are you expecting Sunday against Auburn? I mean, and what kind of a challenge do they present with that style of defense that they play?
Right. Well, I think you hit it well. I think Auburn has they have gotten better in how they're playing. I think Sunday's going to be really tough for a few reasons. One, they're better. Two, it's their senior day. And three, their style of play is unique. And, for us, we haven't seen that a whole lot. We'll make sure that we're, prepared with our execution to go against their press and their zone. But when we get out there, you got to do it. And, they've been – you can just look at scores and just see where they've been more competitive as of late, if not winning. Same thing with Ole Miss. They've had some competitive games. They scored 70 in their last two road games, Ole Miss did. So we knew they had gotten better. We know Auburn is as well. So I think it's going to be a big challenge.
Coach, earlier this week you said in your final home game here you kissed half court. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw Cam did that same thing earlier today. I don't know if you had any kind of conversation with her about that.
I was going to tell her about me kissing half court, and I decided not to. I decided to let her have her own moment. I did not know that. That's cool. Well, you're just reminded of how emotional it can be when those two players come out on the court and just, they have tears, and they have tears walking off the court. You're just reminded of how special this place is, how much people enjoy their time here, and how they appreciate this, appreciate the fans and all the support that we get. And thank you. Obviously it's our one day to celebrate those seniors. It's our one day to honor them, but it's also a day to thank them and for them to have an opportunity to say thank you as well. It's usually a very emotional day.
You kind of touched on in that last question, what have these seniors meant to this team this year?
Well, I think these two seniors have been consistent. They have been coachable. They have handled the transition, I think, really well. I appreciate them and what they bring daily, and also, just how the players react to them and look to them. And I appreciate their maturity and what they're able to do off the court as well. Both of them with degrees and great ambassadors in the community for this program and this university.
Coach, big picture question for you as the regular season's winding down. Does it feel like the regular season flew by or inched by for you? And what would you say you've learned, since you've been the head coach here?
Look at that. That's a big question. You're right. I felt like November to January inched by. I felt like that took a long time. And once we hit the conference, I knew it was going to happen, but basically you snap your fingers and you're sitting at our last home game. It has gone by so fast at this point. Really, for me, if you go big picture, the last however many months I've been here has been the fastest of my life. I was just talking today about being with a different program less than a year ago, and that seems like a lifetime ago. It really does. We've packed in a lot this year to this point. So it's gone by fast. And that's what I reminded our players, on senior day. It's not just about them. It's about reminding everybody to take advantage of what you have, and no regrets, because everybody in there, they're going to blink. And it's going to be their senior day. Even the freshmen, it goes by so fast. And then at some point, you will be wishing and that you could have just one more practice, just one more game. So I want them to take advantage of what they have in front of them right now.
Gail, you've talked about Lou's toughness and her maturity and just how valuable those qualities are for this team. Do you think you'll want to look for maybe a grad transfer or two for next year to try and have that still have those kind of qualities? Will this group still need that, do you think?
I think that's definitely an option for us, next year, as we continue to build, and to put pieces together with this group. When you look at Lou, her toughness and maturity for sure is going to be missed. Sometimes you only get that from a senior, those toughness qualities and those, just the poise that she has, on the court with her teammates. She's definitely a mature one out there. So, but in terms of the recruiting pace, that's definitely an option for us. Thank you all for coming.